This is Dakota Datebook for June 23rd. The Central Racing Circuit of North Dakota met early in 1909 to organize for their annual horse races. All reports suggested the upcoming season would be a highly successful one. Exciting news for North Dakota, which newspapers noted had a reputation as a racing center. This race group also garnered attention because, quote, its organization was said to be well-nigh ideal. The locations for the series weren't too far apart, making it easier and safer to ship horses between venues. This year, Fargo joined the other 8 cities that were already members of the Central Racing Circuit. In order to participate, Fargo had to sell 2,500 tickets and send a delegate to attend the organizational meeting that had been held in February. 1,800 of the tickets were sold before that meeting, so there was no concern on that end. Consequently, Fargo became one of the stops and would host 3 races over 3 days and a purse of $400 to the winner of each event. The Fargo Forum reported, "The Horse Review refers to the Central Circuit of North Dakota as easy purses. Possibly it meant to say early purses. Some of the boys from the South didn't find them so easy last year." On this date, Minot kicked off 3 days of races and then sent the competitors on to Rugby for the next event. The Stutzman County Fair in Jamestown featured horse racing along with its other fair amusements. Golden Valley noted at the end of the season that their resident, quote, enthusiastic racehorseman, unquote, S.M. Wills, returned with some spoils of the sport, having won 4th place in each heat in Fargo and first money in every race he entered in Castleton, Courtney, and Carrington, as well as picking up a few first-place finishes in the other towns. In the meantime, Mr. William Parker of Minot would say, "I have owned my last racehorse. There's no money in it, and to be successful, you've got to associate with crooks and be one yourself. I don't care if you have a pick from 1,000 boys to ride your horses. There's not one of them but who can be bought to throw a race. I'm sick of the whole works." Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Sarah Walker. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.